హరికేన్ శాండీ, అరుణాచల్ ఆశ్రమ, న్యూయార్క్. ఆన్ మండే నైట్ అక్టోబర్ 29, హరికేన్ శాండీ టర్న్డ్ వెస్ట్వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద అట్లాంటిక్ ఓషన్ అండ్ క్రాష్డ్ హెడ్ ఆన్ ఇన్ టు ద న్యూ జెర్సీ అండ్ న్యూయార్క్ కోస్ట్ లైన్. టాక్ అబౌట్ దిస్ డైరెక్షన్ చేంజ్ ఆఫ్ ద హరికేన్ విచ్ స్లోలీ సాంటర్డ్ నార్త్ వర్డ్ అప్ ద అట్లాంటిక్ కోస్ట్ వాస్ బ్రాడ్కాస్ట్ డైలీ ఫర్ ఎ వీక్ బిఫోర్ ద యాక్చువల్ ఈవెంట్. ద మెటీరియాలజిస్ట్ forecasts were squarely on target. Still, we looked out the ashram window and saw trees falling and broken branches flying down the street like vehicles. We never imagined the extreme severity of the storm until it hit, and it appears that we were not the only ones surprised. Arunachala Ashram in New York City is on top of a hill, about 350 feet above sea level. The ashram house and new shrine is solidly constructed with 3 feet concrete basement walls, heavy stone walls on the first floor, and reinforced wood and stucco walls on the second and third floors. It is such a solid building that during the height of the storm, if we closed our eyes and plugged our ears, we would have had no idea that 90 mile an hour winds were causing havoc throughout a 300 mile radius. Monday night, 29th October, was also a full moon night, and as usual on full moons, we were performing the Sri Chakra Puja in the new shrine. Above the rhythmic sound of the sacred names of the Divine Mother, the roar of exploding gusts of wind penetrated the walls. Branches from the tall oaks above fell, banging on the roof, and about 7:30 p.m. the lights flickered and all went dark. But not quiet. The winds howled louder. Uprooted trees fell on power lines all around the ashram. We saw flashes of light, explosions of wires and transmitters in the neighborhood as the winds reached to their full strength. A battle between man's creations and nature's power was dramatically unfolding, and it appeared nature was winning. Amid all this fury, we quietly lit candles, started the wood stove, watched the flames rise, and sat in the warm living room of the ashram. We soon discovered that the gas supply wasn't interrupted, so we could cook. After 3 days of no power, we were pleasantly surprised to discover that the hot water heater needed no electricity to function. So we had hot water too. And because the storm had knocked out water, heat and electricity of some devotees of Bhagavan nearby, we had the wonderful good fortune to have their company as full-time ashramites for 1 or 2 weeks before their utilities were restored. As for damage to the ashram property, 2 trees fell on the property and 1 adjoining tree on our neighbors. None of the large 100-year-plus oak trees fell or were damaged. The 3 trees that fell, 1 maple and 2 linden, were near the roadside. 1 fell towards the shrine and slightly damaged the gutters, and the others fell towards the street. Our neighbor's linden tree fell smack across the street alongside our driveway. It took down all the cable and electrical wires with it. The ashram had no electricity for a full week. The trees and live electrical wires lay on the ground for days before utility workers could clean it up. For a week, we burnt wood, used flashlights and candles as needed, and enjoyed how easy and simple life could be without electricity. The internet cable and telephone lines were down too. Laying on the ashram sidewalk for 2.5 weeks before 3 new telephone poles were positioned and the lines restored. As all of you must have heard, Hurricane Sandy was the worst storm ever to hit the New York City area in a century. Houses burned, some were crushed by the ocean surge, flooded or floated away. Many residents lost all their own, and some lost their lives and loved ones. But amidst this tragedy, we saw a great outpouring of selfless giving, of honest men, women and children sacrificing to provide an ounce of hope to those desperate for help. Amidst the darkness of loss and tragedy, the light of love and hope always rises. And if we all imbibe the simple and direct teachings of Bhagavan Ramana, we will be best equipped to withstand any crisis, any loss with equanimity, knowing full well that all can be taken away and ultimately will be taken away, except the self, which is our essential and immortal nature.